Keep your width and keep your distance. Thank you.
Ronica and Ibarra shouts orders from the middle of a dusty grass field at Kahuku's Gunstock Ranch.
Good job.
The veteran pa'u rider is in customary paniolo or Hawaiian cowboy garb, tanned boots peeking out from her blue jeans, her long brown hair flowing from a cream-colored cowboy hat. Ibarra perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition of pa'u riding.
Sit up straight!
Pa'u means skirt in the Hawaiian language. Traditionally, pa'u riders were female horseback riders known for wearing long, colorful skirts. Ibarra learned to ride when she became a pa'u rider nearly 2 decades ago.
When you're new, you didn't know what to do, and the horse would just sit there because it's waiting for a command. So the horse won't go. I said, yes, they will go. They're just nervous. I said, you need to relax because they can feel you out if you're tense.
For the past 3 months, she's been training her team, or pa'u unit, to ride in the 72nd annual Aloha Festival's Flora Parade in Waikiki. Her 7-member unit will be draped mostly in purple to represent the island of Kauai. 4 out of the 7 members in her unit are new.
In the beginning, it was really, scary, but then exciting, too.
That's newbie Sandy Higa. She and fellow rookie Rari Solitorio will ride just behind Ibarra in the parade.
Oh, we just want to represent our island, Kauai, and just make everybody happy and show them the aloha spirit.
Good job, ladies. Smile.
What are you looking for when you watch them?
The line. Make sure the line is straight.
What do the judges look for?
Horsemanship, number one. How the unit reacts to each other. Are you work as a unit? They judge you on your flowers.
Then there's the costumes, most of which Ibarra sews herself. The equestrian tradition of pa'u riding dates back to the early 19th century when horses were introduced to Hawaii and women of the chiefly class dressed up to ride for formal occasions. They began wearing long skirts to protect their legs while traveling. Over time, the outfits became more elaborate.
It is hot.
Ibarra says one pa'u requires at least 12 yards of fabric. For comparison, a t-shirt requires just under 3 yards. Add to that multiple strands of lei and a sometimes hefty floral headpiece.
How do you stay cool?
Think cool. But that's great when you do the kaheas because you get to lift up your arm and then the air goes right through. It's like, oh yes.
So if you happen to find yourself at the Aloha Festival Parade this Saturday, remember that the beaming smiles accompanying the graceful waves are not just one of accomplishment, but of sincere relief. Ku'uwehi Hiraishi, HPR News.